Do note that the views expressed in Taking It Through do not necessarily represent the views of Good News Community Radio. The views expressed in Taking It Through are meant to serve as a challenge to your beliefs, whatever they may be, and to see how the Christian worldview stands in light of other worldviews.
Welcome back to Thinking It Through. Today we'll hear Herman Duplessis, an ordained pastor who holds degrees in commerce, education, theology, a master's in adult education, has international certification in leadership and management coaching, and is the founder and director of Temba Tandeka Leadership Institute, a company that has a global reputation of being a catalyst that significantly raises engagement and profitability. Here's Herman in part 5 of Leadership the Jesus Way.
Hi everyone, my name is Herman Duplessis. And I am the author of the book, Lead with Intent. And today I want to talk to you about Leadership the Jesus Way. And we've covered this over 5 short sessions, and today is the 5th session. And I want to look at how servant leaders intentionally drive engagement that build and that leads to sustainable profitability. And that's what all business leaders want to hear. So how do I, as a leader, drive engagement that actually leads to sustainable profitability? Now, that is what servant leaders do. They have the uncanny ability to get that right. So in a recent study, they were trying to figure out what gets leaders to engage their workers at work. What must a leader do? And the top 5 answers were, number 5, leaders must make sure that their employees are developed professionally. So if you develop my professional skills, I will stay in your organization. It's as simple as that. That's number 5. Number 4 is employee rewards, which includes market-related remuneration as well. And I think that's very important to understand. Number 3 is personal development. So number 5 is professional development. Number 4 is market-related remuneration and employee rewards. Number 3, to get your people engaged, they want personal development. Especially with the younger generation, Generation Z, or as the Americans say, Generation Z coming through, I think it's very, very important to help them to become better human beings through personal development. In other words, how do I become a better parent? How do I become a better brother, sister, spouse? Those are the kind of questions we get. The second thing that leads to staff engagement and that they need to engage is relationships. The Center for Creative Leadership interviewed 438,000 leaders in the top 7,700 companies of the world. And they asked them one question: what is your number one reason for success? 71% of them said it was our ability to build and maintain relationships over prolonged periods of time. So number 5, professional development. Number 4, market-related remuneration and employee rewards. Number 3, personal development, make me a better human being. And number 2, relationships at work, get people to engage. Number 1, top of the pyramid, is meaning. The biggest individual driver for staff engagement at work is meaning. Servant leaders help people see the meaning of what they do every day. They connect the work of an individual with the vision and the strategy of a company to show them that what they do is important, is relevant, and has an impact on other people's lives. Sometimes, in tough times, this is the only thing that keeps us going. When we know we suffer now to have a greater impact later, or to make a difference, or even to reap a reward much later. Meaning is the fuel that gets people out of bed. Other people use the word purpose. No matter what it is, you need to know what that is. What is your meaning? What gives your people meaning? People always ask me, Herman, so what is your meaning? And I tell them, I get out of bed every morning to cultivate diverse transformational leadership for the African continent. We have done work in more than 100 companies across 20 countries, and that is what gets us out of bed every single morning. That is what gives us meaning. If we shift leaders to become better leaders, then we know we are busy with our God-given purpose. Now, it's interesting talking about the tough times. Many parents say to me, Herman, I don't want my children to suffer like I do. Sometimes these are business owners. They are church leaders. Sometimes these are top executives in corporate companies, CEOs, managing directors. They say, I don't want my kids to suffer like I did. And then I tell people, well, look at what your suffering has brought you. It has brought you tremendous success. It is funny how we want to keep suffering away from our children, away from our loved ones, and we think we serve them in the process. But in reality, if we wrap everybody up in cotton wool, they don't learn to deal with setbacks. And what's sad about that is people do not learn to build resilience. So when the first obstacles come, they stumble. Now, Jesus did this brilliantly when he says to his disciples at the end of John chapter 16, verse 33, in this life, things will get tough. But remember, I have already conquered this world for you. Paul also talks about the resurrection and the meaning of the resurrection in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. And he reminds us that all our work that we do for the Lord is not in vain, because it will last for an eternity. If people find meaning at work, they engage. If they engage, they hang around, which means they build better relationships with customers and they provide a superior service. This means more customers and even repeat customers, which drives your profitability. It is simple economics. You see, people who have meaning are people who actually have hope. Leaders are dealers in hope, and we provide hope by showing people the meaning of their lives, how they live it, and how to find the purpose of what it is that God has created them for. Now, the really great leaders out there that I work with, they know that to create hope and to build hope through meaning and purpose, they need to coach and challenge people. They need to coach people in terms of the assumptions they live with, about their worldview, about what they think is right and wrong, and they challenge them so that people can grow and find meaning and find hope in all that they do. So the reality is, for us as servant leaders, Jesus is our example. And servant leaders, following the example of Jesus, know how to create meaning in the lives of people that they care about, that they lead every single day. So in our fifth and final session today, I want you to be challenged by the fact that if you are a servant leader, you need to intentionally drive engagement, and you do that by creating meaning for your people. To learn more about intentional leadership, you're welcome to visit leadwithintent.co.za. You can buy the book Lead with Intent at Kum bookstores in-store or even at their online bookshop. You can download a Bible study in line with the principles of the book on the YouVersion Bible app. So if you go to the YouVersion Bible app and you click on the Bible plans, search for Lead with Intent. If you want to contact me directly and also order some of the books in bulk, you're welcome to email me at herman@ttli.co.za. Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed the series, Leadership the Jesus Way, and I hope to hear from all of you very soon. Take care.
That was Herman Duplessis in the conclusion of Leadership the Jesus Way. To contact Herman or to obtain a copy of his book, Lead with Intent, send an email to hermann@ttli.co.za. To replay this episode of Thinking It Through, visit our podcast channel via the GNCR app or on the web at iono.fm/c/7407. Thanks for joining us this week. Tune in again next week, same time, for more thought-provoking content.
If you have any feedback or queries regarding Thinking It Through, please email it to thinkingitthrough@gncr.org.za. You can find the live stream, GNCR mission statements, and more at gncr.org.za.